You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. It is Friday, May the 6th, and I tell you what, we're going to have a great day here in Oklahoma City. Sun is out. It's going to be about 84 this afternoon. Today's my daughter's birthday. We're going to have the whole family over for fajitas and good Mexican food tonight, celebrating her birthday. Yesterday was grandson Noah's birthday. I tell you what, it's a month of birthdays here in the Whetstone family. And this weekend is also Mother's Day weekend, so just a lot of stuff going on. And tonight I'm playing piano tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Oh, my gosh. Good thing I'm a night owl because I need to stay awake tonight. I'm playing from 10 to 1 at the Skirvin Hotel at the Red Piano Lounge. If you happen to be around downtown Oklahoma City, come join me at 10 p.m. at the Skirvin Hotel. Also, I believe the Thunder is playing basketball in town tonight. Their game starts about 8 or 8:30. That might be Eastern time. I'm not sure. But anyway, after the game, if you're running around downtown, come on down and join me. And I'm playing some good old standards and love songs and favorites and some blues and gospel. I play a bunch of everything. And I might even sing if I need to. But it's 3 hours of fun. And just have a good time down there from 10 to 1. And then I'll come home and get to bed. Okay? Okay, today's podcast, I just thought about it this morning. I said, I need to share this with some people because sometimes just one little thing that I know might help you, or one little thing that you know might help me. And so that's the idea of conversation. It's also the idea of sharing with one another. And that's why people write books, and that's why people do blog posts and podcasts, and that's why people make notes on Facebook even and say things on Facebook. And so it's putting out something that you might not know. You might know it. And then again, you don't know what you don't know. And so I was thinking this morning when I woke up and looked at my phone, one thing that has really helped me to keep things where I can get some sleep, because sleep is very valuable, very precious. And I'm 62 now, and I'm thinking maybe I need to start taking some serotonin or melatonin or whatever that is that helps you sleep a little bit better. I'm thinking I might need to do that. But one thing I do is on my iPhone, I have a selection. If you go into settings, and on my blog page, you can read the directions and also see the photographs that I took of my phone, these screenshots. And you go to chucksfavoritethings.com, and you can read along with this podcast and look at these photographs. But the main thing I want to share with you today is, if I don't want to be disturbed at night, which I don't, I mean, I really don't, unless it's an emergency from my family or some friends, I don't want to hear my phone vibrate. I don't want to hear it make any sounds when I get a message. And because my wife's phone does that, and she doesn't do what I do. So I still wear earplugs at night, guys, because I don't want to be disturbed. I want to get as much sleep as I can. It's valuable. It's very precious. It helps your body to rejuvenate. Okay, so what I do, here's if you have an iPhone. I don't know about Android, but if you have an iPhone, go into settings. And if you'll go into settings, there's a selection down on the bottom of my screen. It says do not disturb. Even has a image of a blue sky with a moon, a quarter moon there. And so you select do not disturb. And when you select do not disturb, you have several choices there. And the one I do is where it says manual. I select manual. And what I do when I'm sleeping, I do not hear my phone vibrate. I don't hear the phone ring unless it's from one of my favorites. And I'm going to talk about that now. You can also schedule, I don't know why you want to schedule to be disturbed, but you can allow calls from, if you'll notice my picture there on chucksfavoritethings.com, you can allow call. I allow calls from favorites. And in my phone, I select who my favorites are, and they're usually my family members and some certain friends that need to get to me, access to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I allow them access, even if I have this thing on Do Not Disturb. It will disturb me if there's an emergency. And then also, I put it on repeated calls, because usually if someone's trying to get a hold of me and it's a repeated call, maybe I better answer it, okay? But hopefully it's not a telemarketer at 3 a.m. saying, "Hey, we got your number and we'd like to share with you the greatest thing since iced tea that you could have along with your Campbell soap, and it's the greatest marketing technique in the world." I hope I never get those at 3 a.m. on a repeated call. But one thing I do, I go into settings, I go to manual. When I turn that manual on, it shuts that phone down and I will not be disturbed all night. It is good. Now, sometimes I'm disturbed by my wife's phone. Yes, I need to instruct her on how to do that. So, honey, if you're listening to this podcast tonight, please do what I'm saying to do, and we'll both sleep much better. And then, folks, once you do this, you can rest assured that you will not be disturbed in the middle of the night. Now, how did I learn this? By mistake. No, not by mistake, by the School of Hard Knocks. One night, as you might know, or you might not know, I used to be a worship leader at a church, and I did worship ministry for 38 years, and I still do music and still participate in worship in churches and stuff like that, but I'm not the man that was the main guy, the paid guy that led worship on a weekly basis. But used to be that I'd have to be at church at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and get there before my team got there, make sure everything's working right, turn on some lights, turn on the heat, whatever, turn on the air. And I'd want to get there early. Well, to get there early, you have to go to bed at a fairly decent time so you can get at least 6 to 7 to 8 hours sleep. Hardly ever on Saturday night did I get more than 7 hours sleep, but sometimes I did. So one particular night, I had gone to bed probably by 10:30 or 11, and my phone goes off. I get a message from one of my team members at about 11:45 or so. So, you know, me, I get up and see what it says. Well, you know, in this message, there was nothing life-threatening in this message, and it was something that probably could have been saved for another time, but this person is a night owl like I am, except on Saturday night, I tried to shut it down so I can go to bed. Now, I researched what I could do to not receive phone calls in the middle of the night, and this is what I came up with. You can select manual in your Do Not Disturb section, and then when you wake up in the morning, do this. Take it off manual, and then your phone will operate normally. But if you forget and leave it on Do Not Disturb during the day, guess what? You won't be disturbed during the day either. So, hey, if you want to take a cat nap like some of my dear friends do, they get in their recliner in the Word, and they get relaxed, and they take a nap. If you want to take a nap, and you know who I'm talking to, all you do is select your phone, go to settings, go to Do Not Disturb, turn on manual, and you can have a good nap. We're so glad you're listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today's just been a little tidbit that I learned the hard way, but it allows me to decompress, unwind, and not be disturbed by one of these electronic devices when I'm trying to sleep. This podcast has been brought to you today by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me, Chuck Whetstone. Go to plexuschuck.com for all your Plexus needs. You don't know what Plexus is? Well, shame on you. Go to plexuschuck.com. Look at what we have to offer. One of my favorite things to do is take the pink drink and drink it in the daytime. I drank mine this morning. And it helps quench my thirst and desire for sweets, okay? So I'm back on the trail doing this, drinking that, drinking more water, and I take that. I also take their vitamins and their block, which helps block out some of the bad carbohydrates when I do overeat. Like tonight at fajitas, I will eat some tortillas. So I've got to eat some block, drink some block, take some block tonight. All right, Chuck is signing off, and go to plexuschuck.com for all your Plexus needs. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate it. I count it a pleasure to be with you today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Until later, bye-bye.